sneaky people feeding them bad advice. They work for Daniel, but other than that, they were planning to trap him with lies. They said if you'd like to sign a short standing law now, well, King, please do. So the people that have to bring your majesty all be served as cat food. Well, to the lions, lions in the den of lions, talking about the leading me great big wild kind. Ruthless, cold, cruel cat, would you be the lion? Said anybody caught trespassing, this new law I have signed in the month up ahead. Well, I'm telling you now, hey, we'll feed you the lions. But he couldn't sense or figure out what the new legislation did till guards appeared and told him to his face, Daniel, some lions dinner. Lions, lions in the den of lions, talking about the leading mean great big wild kind. Ruthless, cold, cruel cats, would you be the lion? Now, hey, you Daniel, can't you read? We caught you having church, it's time for penalties. I can't even watch those huge cats eat. You ain't supposed to pray. Said, I gotta tell you, Daniel, it's hard to let you die. And Darius went to bed, but he hoped the Lord would come in and help out his friend. And he fasted and he waited till the end of it all, but didn't have the stomach to check. So he called to him, Dan, did you make it? Could you maybe give some little sign? He said, thank you, King, for thinking about me. I'm alive and doing fine. Whoa, whoa, lions, lions in the den of lions, talking about the leading me great big wild kind. Ruthless, cold, cruel cats, don't you be the lion.
Apologetics with an X, signing on with another week of treasured tunes from the past, reborn with Christian lyrics. And thanks to my show pal, Jay, from that Christian parody band, Apologetics. I'm Jerry Q, and how's your week going, Jay?
Hey, it's a great week, Jerry. It's always a great week when I get a chance to talk to you. And also to talk to all of our loyal listeners out there on Apologetics with an X, here on Angel 95, and all the other stations all over the place, United States, UK, and elsewhere. Thanks, guys, and all of you on the internet, too. Thank you so much. If you've been listening since the start of the show, the first one you heard today was a parody of Signs by a five-man electrical band, and ours was called Lions, and story about Daniel and the Lions Den. After that, we're going to play an eclectic mix for you that Jerry has selected. First, we have a song about the last book of the Bible, which I just finished up this past week, and we've been going through the Bible with all of our fans. I try to read through the Bible at least once a year, and people kept asking if I'd share my reading plan, so we have a bunch of fans reading along with us this year. We just finished the Old Testament, moved into the New. We're in Matthew now, but that means the last thing we read before that was Malachi, and the first song we're going to do in this next set is a parody called Malachi. It's a parody of Abacab by Genesis. Trust me, it works. Listen, you'll hear. Then we have a parody about one of the lesser-known judges in the book of Judges, although he gets a couple chapters devoted to him. He's a guy named Jephthah, and It's called Jephthah You Needed, and it's parody of Just What I Needed by The Cars. After that, we have my daughter Jana singing a parody about the Queen of Sheba from the Queen of Sheba's perspective called Sheba, appropriately enough. It's a parody of Shebop by Cyndi Lauper. And then we have a parody of Heat of the Moment by Asia. Their big number 4 hit from 1982, and ours is called Jesus and Moses.
We'll be right back. One thing that's old and one that's rather new. One pumpkin to divide it, love from grace. But that don't mean that either's out of place. Do you remember in the wilderness? The Israelites heard Moses tell them this. One day another prophet he will come, and we would see that that was God's own son. It was just Jesus and Moses telling you what the Lord meant. Jesus and Moses showed you the light. And now you find in Acts 3:22 that this old prophet's word from God came true. You can't discern yourself as King of Kings. Look back in Deuteronomy 18. God sent us Jesus and Moses. Jesus and Moses. Jesus and Moses.
Apologetics with an X has found several places nowadays. You might be listening live to Angel 95 if you're in Manhattan, Kansas, where we originate the show, or on our stream anywhere in the world, angel95fm.com, or on a TuneIn apps and various other apps out there. And there we are found in the Central Time Zone at 7 on Saturday and Sunday night, or Mondays at 11 a.m. But the latest thing is it is now on demand wherever you can listen, and that is at angel95fm.com, and you can listen at a time most convenient to you.
Yeah, you can. And that proves another thing, Jerry. You know, like they said about Manhattan, if I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. So we make the show there in Manhattan, Kansas, and it can make it anywhere. We're going to start this next set with a song by Alana Miles, her big number one hit, her own really big hit, called Black Velvet. It was about Elvis, if you listen closely. And ours is called Act Selfless, and it's about somebody even more important than Elvis. It's about Jesus. But he's talking about how you should treat other people more important than yourself. It's about when he washed the apostles' feet. After that, we have a parody called Resist Him. It's a parody of Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. Then we have Seek Out God to Be Free, a parody of People Got to Be Free by The Rascals, number one for 5 weeks in the summer, fall of 68. And after that, we have Talk and I'll Walk, a parody of Crocodile Walk, a number one hit by Elton John.
Thank you. Accept this when your soul suffers. church in the streets. People need a web, just what is decreed? Listen, please, Christians, spread the word like good seed. Peace is available with God completely free. What is decreed?
What is decreed?
The heavenly plan is so simple to me.
It is.
People everywhere trust God to be free. Situation, but a man can be free.
Just came.
song. Made Jerusalem so much fun. On a mat I'd sit and moan. At the pump of bears that had an ache in my bones. But I didn't think I'd ever walk. With too many things always blocking my thoughts. While the other geezers talked about the law. Jesus stopped and he taught me how to walk with my God. Well,
if you haven't heard your favorite apologetics show in a while, where we've done now over 100 shows, let us know, and we'll try to work it out into our next program if you have a request. And Jay, how might they let us know what they are thinking?
Sure. Well, you can reach us. We do have a Facebook site, Apologetics. Spell the name right. Apologetics with an X. Go to Facebook. Or you can email me, Jay, just the letter J, at apologetics.com. Just remember, it's Apologetics with an X, j@apologetics.com. Or you can reach Jerry at the station there and see what he has to say, too. So it's all kinds of ways you can reach us and tell us about that stuff. We'd love to hear from our fans. We love it when we find out that people are listening out there. Next set we're going to do, we're going to start out with a parody of ELO's Don't Bring Me Down. It's called Don't Bring Me Cows. It's a pretty funny song. We like to do this one live. This has always been a pretty popular one. After that, we have Superstition by Stevie Wonder, and ours is called Superficial. It's Jesus talking to the Pharisees. After that, parody of All Star by Smash Mouth. Ours is called Pray Now, It's a Lost Art. And then we have a parody of Get Down Tonight by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Their big number one hit that started the whole Casey and the Sunshine Band phenomena as far as when they got really big. And ours is called Get Down Tonight, and it's about sheep. And that's one of the things, well, it's not just about sheep, it's about prodigal sons, lost coins. You know, the one thing that Jesus told the three parables in a row about the 100 lost sheep, the one lost sheep and the 100, the one lost coin and the 10, and the one lost son and the two sons, the one thing they all had in common was they were all lost. So if you're lost, that's good enough for Jesus. Get found tonight.
Don't try to pay off the Lord. Don't bring Show ya and James and God is listening, you know. gone, look and look.
Pray now, it's a lost art. Get your day underway. Pray now, get a jump start. Get a move on, get faith. God is listening, you know. Only you can start. Somebody once asked Jesus, give us the capacity to get ourselves a faith that is great. Christ said, well, why you want help? You could move a little hill yourself if you would all use a little faith. Well, my prayers start coming and they don't stop coming. Read through the rules and I think I found something. Didn't make sense not to get more done. I pray it's smart cause a heavenly son. Show what to do, so not seek. So what's wrong with praying and asking? You never know if you don't go.
Go!
You better try if you don't know.
Pray now, it's a lost start. Get your day on the way.
Thank you.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.